here's a story from The World.
After a three-year hiatus, Britain's largest music festival, Glastonbury, is back. It runs from today until Sunday. Music fans are thrilled, or chuffed, as they like to say across the pond. But there's been a slight hiccup in the fun. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports.
It's been three long years, but the Glastonbury gates are finally open. Think Woodstock, but with more mud. Glastonbury is on this huge farm in the southwest of England where people camp out and listen to music for 5 days. About 200,000 people are expected to show this year to watch headline acts like Billie Eilish, when it comes with that, Kendrick Lamar, I got loyalty inside my DNA. And Paul McCartney. Emily Evis, who organizes the festival with her dad, spoke to the BBC this morning.
You know, it's been like this really, really like never-ending journey to actually get here. Long and winding
road. But Evis says that's all behind her now.
It's just a miracle. Everybody's coming onto site. You can actually see from here that the fields that were green are now turning to kind of multicolored tents. By the end of the day, all of those will be full.
Some festival goers showed up bright and early to bag a prime spot to pitch their tents. They also spoke to the BBC.
So we got here at about 1:30 and queued literally since then, but it was all worth it.
Got here for about 5, slept on the ground for about an hour or so. That'll do.
Oh, for me it's unbelievable. You've got to try and make it if you can. It's hard work trying to get here, but yeah.
This year, it's been a little harder than usual.
There will be millions of tales of inconvenience this week when the biggest national rail strike in 30 years goes ahead, last-ditch talks collapsing in acrimony.
That's right. Britain is in the midst of the largest rail strike in a generation. Half the trains to the festival have been cancelled. The Great Western Railway Company is advising its customers that if they want to go to the festival, they need to plan ahead and travel as early as they can. Some people really took that advice to heart and showed up 2 days early. But in the end, it will all be worth it when Sir Paul takes the stage. Come on, everybody, don't keep me waiting. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.